Okay, I'm going to talk tonight about the topic of Dham, in specifically as it relates to the concept of the Shir Revius versus the Shir Kezias, and what's the difference between Ochlin and Mashkin. So, we know the general difference between, and this is based on the Gemara in Psachim Kav Beis Amar Aleph, we know the general difference between Ochlin and Mashkin is that solids have the Shir of Kezias, and liquids have usually a Shir of Revius. And I'd like to develop it and go through the different nafkaminas and the different sources. How far is that chiluk true? When is it that when it comes to liquids, is it really revius? And sometimes, as you'll discover tonight, that even when it comes to liquids, the shear is really kezias and not revius. Okay, so we're going to talk about all these parameters. So first of all, what are the nafkaminas where they're legabe, what the shear is? What are the different halachic ramifications? So when does the shear make a difference? So number one, shear makes a difference regarding bracha achrona, all right? How much food do you need to eat? What's the minimum amount of food that you need to eat to make a bracha achrona? In other words, we know that when it comes to solids, the minimum amount is a kezias. That's clear from the Gemara. If you eat less than a kezias, you don't make a bracha achrona. And you're not chayvin benchik minotah. Now, what about when it comes to liquids? What is the minimum amount of liquids you need to drink to make a bracha achrona? The interesting answer is, there is no Gemara that ever gives you the answer to that question. No matter how simple it is, it's a machlokas rishonim, believe it or not. Okay. Number two, so one question is bracha achrona. That's one nafkamina. Number two, second question is machalas asuros, when are you going to get punishment of malchus, right? When is there an onish? What is the minimum amount? So legabe solids and liquids. So kezias is the shear for solids. What's the minimum amount of liquids that a person needs to eat in order to be chayev malchus or isurim from machalas asuros? Number three, Yom Kippur, right? How much was the minimum amount to be chayev on Yom Kippur? Legabe kares of Yom Kippur. Number four, legabe tuma. And then you have legabe arba kosos or kiddush as well. And we'll see there are other ramifications as well. Okay, so those are the big questions we want to address tonight. And this all relates to Dham. And the reason Dham is such an interesting topic, as far as basically the question I want to address is Dham a liquid or is Dham a solid? All right, that's the question. So obviously on a simple level, we would say Dham, blood is liquid, right? Blood is a liquid. And therefore, based on our simple intuition, we should say that the minimum shear, legabe, the Isur of Dham, should be revius, right? That's what we should all say, right? But the difficulty is that the Rambam and the Chinuch and many Rishonim Paskin, that the shear for Dham is kezias, okay? So I think I quote, right, so if you look in your sheet, that's where it says Hilchos Machalos Asuros Perek Vav. Do you see that part? Yeah, you see it? So I read you the words of the Rambam. Ha'ochel kizayis min hadam. If you eat a kizayis of dam, b'meizit chayev kares b'shogik mevichatis kavua. V'davar mefurush b'torah, she'eino chayev ela odam b'heim achayev ov b'vad. You see it? Show him. Beintmeim tehom, she'ne'amar, v'kol dam lo sochelu v'kol moshvaseichem l'ov u'l'behema. Okay? So let's think a little bit. Let's say, before I say any more information to you, if you were to think, can you give me any logical explanation why you would think that the shear should be kezias, right? You see the Rambam says the word kezias. So why do you think the shear should be kezias? We know that usually liquids it's revius, right? So why should it be that Dham all of a sudden is kezias? Any ideas?
It's considered it's not considered liquid.
Why not?
Because when it's drying, maybe it's solid.
Because you find dry blood all over it.
I mean, because it has a solid characteristic to it.
Or is it because it's a function of being Asur Behema, so it's a din of food.
It's part of the Behema, you want to say.
Of the flesh of the Behema.
Okay, that's a good question, right? What?
Is it like liver? When we eat liver, it's blood.
Yeah, okay, but the Isur of blood is not, the liver is Asur because of the blood. It's not that the blood is Asur because of the liver. In other words, if we do eat kasha livers, you know, as long as you clean it out of the blood. It's not that liver is not kosher. You follow? The only reason why livers are a problem is because they have blood. It's the other way around. It's not that you view blood as an extension of the liver, right? All right. So, okay, so you want to say, Jonathan, you want to say as far as because an extension of the food, it's part of the behemoth. Now, it's interesting, the point that you just raised, Tosus will address that point in a second. Okay, so let's put that on the hold. Any other ideas? No? No other ideas why you think dam should be a solid? No? Okay, well, here's a very simple idea. Look at the pasuk that the Rambam just quoted to you, right? What does it say? V'kol dam lo sochelu. So what do you say? Right, because if you look in the Chumash, this is a very simple svara. The Chumash itself does not say do not lo tishtu, right? If dam really was a liquid, the proper language, isn't it strange when you read the Chumash and you never bother by this question? Why does the Chumash say don't eat blood? We don't usually speak like that, right? The proper language should be don't drink blood, right? And it's not like the Chumash never uses the word drinking, right? Because if you look in other examples, the word drinking does appear, right? Can you give me an example in the Torah where what? Right. For a nazir, the Torah uses the word shtia, right? Or yeyeshtu dam nesicham, right? By the yayin nesa. So when the Torah wants to say drink, it's not afraid to do so. It's not like we don't find the word shtia in the Chumash, right? And yet, strangely enough, when it comes to the Isser of blood, the Torah decided to use the word achila instead of shtia, right? So that's very strange. And perhaps that already is the indication to us to tell us that somehow dam has these qualities. It could be based on your svara, what you're saying. That could be the deeper understanding. But that's already like an indication to us, a simon if you wish, that the Torah is indicating to us that dam has solid characteristics, and therefore the Rambam concludes it's a gezeirah. Is that clear? Okay, now, what about Gemaras? What does the Gemara say? Do we have any statements in Gemara about dam, right? So if you look at the top, I quote to you, this is a line from a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Kuf Yud Dalet, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. This is the top quote. The Gemara says like this, the Iyashmin and Shkatim, if I only knew about, the Gemara is discussing the din of Lo Sochilim. The din is that you're not allowed to feed to your child, Shkatim, if he's a Kohen, you're not allowed to be Metamehim, and you're also not allowed to give your child blood. That's what it says, right? And the Gemara has a special limud for Shkatim, for Dam, and for Tumah. And the Gemara says, why do I need a separate limud for each one? Can't I learn one from the other? And the Gemara says, well, no. The Ashmin and Shkatim, if I only knew the Isur of Shkatim, Mishum di Isurim b'mashu, aval Dam. But when it comes to the Isur of Dam, adi ika revius. No, Dam has a minimum shear of revius. So this Gemara clearly indicates that the minimum shear of Dam is revius. Okay? Now there's another Gemara, I quote to you a pasuk, I just want to quote some psukim, but then if you look at the next line where it says Tnan Hasam, do you see? This is a Gemara in Krisus, Lamed Bay, Chav Beis in Krisus. The Gemara says like this, Tnan Hasam, Halev, can you eat the heart of an animal? Okay? So the Gemara says, Koro, you cut it up, Moti as Damo, and you take out the blood. Lo karo, ain't no overlap. Amar avzeira amarav lo shanu ela belev oaf. That's only the heart of a bird, like a chicken, right? Hoyo ve'ein bo kizais, because you don't have so much blood in the heart of a chicken, and therefore you're not chayav. Aval, lev behema. But if you eat the heart of a behema, the yesh bo kizais, which has a kizais, asur v'chayav en afkaris. So it's a steering gemara. This is the kasha that the Rishonim and the Achronim ask. The Gemara in Krisus and this Gemara Plinius in other places clearly indicates that the shear of Dam is Kizayis. And the Gemara in Yevamos says the shear is Revius. We have a stira in Gemaras, okay? So how do we reconcile this stira? So the Rambam, so I quoted to you a Rambam that says in Hilchos Machalas Asuros, the Rambam says the shear is Kizayis. When it comes to a different Rambam in Tumas, I didn't quote this one, this is in Tumas Ochlim, the Rambam says that the shear, the minimum amount of shear, see the din is that not only we're not allowed to eat dam, but besides that, a Kohen is not allowed to be in the room where there's dam, and if you touch the dam, you become tame, right? So how much dam do you need for the purposes of Dine Tuma? The Rambam says revius. So a very simple way to reconcile the Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos was talking about Tuma. That's the din revius, and that makes sense because it talked about the other Yisur of not to be Metamei Kohanim. But the Gemara in Krisus is talking about the Yisur of eating dam, and that's Kizayis. Okay, so at least formally, technically, we have a split, and that's how the Rambam paskins. There are other ways of reconciling this contradiction. For example, somebody said something about, Moshe, you said something about when you solidify it, right? Right? Somebody said something? So, it's interesting that some Achronim, the Rishash, wants to say this answer and say, no, when is Dam of a Shir Revius when you drink it as a liquid? But the Gemara that says Kizayis is talking about when you view the blood in a solid form, as in the case where you would, you know, heat it up and make it into solid, like, powder. It's what? Something the Rishash would say? Okay, whatever, okay? So that's one possible way of answering this contradiction. So it's what?
Parish, it's in the body itself. As opposed to being dam parish, you mean not body.
We never say dam parish.
No, we say the difference between dam, the context of Krisos, if the dam involves in the heart itself, versus the dam that's...
Oh, you mean if it was porish or not?
Yeah.
But then, Memanavshach, if it wasn't porish, it's a machlokus rishonim whether the dam shir, lo pirsha is chayev or not. Rambam says it's still chayev. The Tosu says it's not.
I'm just pointing out, it's not. The way you can understand the Dom, well, it's in the heart itself.
But then why does it say Kizayis? Because it says you're chayiv. If it wasn't Porish, then you're not chayiv. But there's no such shita. You follow? You know, it's either there's a shita that says it's mutter completely, or that it's chayiv, but you want to create an in-between shita that says it's a Kizayis, and otherwise becomes revius, right? Okay, fine. I haven't seen any Rishon who says such a thing. Okay, fine. So be that as it may, we have different ways of answering this contradiction in terms of the Gemara, because one Gemara says that the shear of Dam is Revius and another shear is Kizayis, but clearly we see that Dam is something that's different, and therefore there is certainly room. Now, just in terms of the Svara, okay, we understand technically the Rambam is Machalik between Tuma on the one hand, which is a shear of Revius, and we treat it like a liquid, and when it comes to Machal Asuras, he treats it like a solid. Why should there be a Chiluk? That's the question, okay? Why should we split between the laws of Tuma and treat it like a liquid? And why should it be that when it comes to the laws of Isurim, we treat it as a solid? Correct? I mean, you could say because the Pasuk that talks about the Isur is Lo Sachilum. It, when it comes to Tuma, the Torah doesn't say the word Achila, right? So in a technical sense, we have Achila. But what's the logic for this thing, right? What's the theory behind this? You understand? Okay, so this, in order to answer this question, we must go a little deeper, and that's why I want to get into this general discussion of solids and liquids. What are solids, what are liquids, and how do you tell the difference between the two, okay? So the Rambam has an interesting, let's go to Hilchos Brachos. So you look at the first reference in the Rambam I give you. The Rambam writes, let's look at the Rambam. Rambam says, Bamed varmum shachom mikizayis ulamala, when do you have to make a bracha achrona if you ate a kizayis? Aval ha'ochel pachos mikizayis, but if you eat less than a kizayis, ben minapas, ben mishar ochlim, v'hashosa pachos mirivis, and if you drink less than a revius, ben minayayin, ben mishar mashkin, mevarech betchila, you make a bracha rishona, bracha ruya lo samin, however, ule besof, enu mevarech klal, this is the Rambam Perigim, halacha yudal. Okay? So, the Rambam says when it comes to bracha achrona, the concept is revius. And as I said to you before, you will not find any Gemara in Shas where it says this statement. I mean, amazing. You never find one statement in Gemara Brachos or anywhere in Shas to tell you what the shiur from Mashkim Legabe Bracha Achrona is. I mean, I was fascinated when I saw this, okay? You have to wait for the Rambam to do this, okay? And in fact, the Tosvos in Sukkah and in Yuma says that the shiur is Kezias or Kibetza. He disagrees with this Rambam. It's a machlokas Rishonim. What's the minimum shiur for liquids? Okay? So what's the argument? What's going on here, right? So I'm going to suggest the following explanation. That the Rambam is understood, this is going to be a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and Tosvos. How do you understand the concept of solids and liquids? The Rambam's understanding is that solids and liquids are fundamentally two different things. And therefore, when you're eating the solids, the shiur is kezias. When you're eating the liquids, the shiur is revius. Okay, so therefore, bracha achrona depends on the maisa achila. So when you're doing a maisa achila of a solid, you need a kezias. You're drinking liquids, it's a different type of a maisa achila, and therefore that's called shtia. It's called drinking, and therefore has its own shear. It's called the shear revius. Okay? Tosvos, based on the Gemara, I'm going to quote to you in a second. Tosvos says, you see, because the Gemara has a statement, shtia b'klal achila. Now, this Gemara is in Shavuos, daf chav beis amud beis. The Gemara in Shavuos says like this. Let's say a person takes a Shavuah, he will not eat. Okay, so let me just read the words of the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shavuos. Chav Beis Amud Beis. I didn't have a chance to quote this. I'm sorry. So the Mishnah says, Shavuos shelo ochel. If you take a Shavuah, you're not going to eat. Amar afkia barav in amar shmo. Shavuos shelo ochel. If you take an oath, and the language of the oath is, I will not eat, right? Vishasa, but he doesn't eat solids. What does he do? He drinks liquids. Then the din is chayav. So the question is why? So the Gemara says, shtia b'chlal achila. We have psukim, we have a svara, whatever you want to call it. We call drinking is included in eating, right? For example, when you go and you say, I'm going to have dinner tonight. So when you say, I'm going to have dinner, it doesn't mean I'm only going to have solids. I'm going to have solids, I'm going to have liquids. It's all, the Gemara itself says that's the Svara. When you call eating, we don't mean just the solids, it means both. That's how you eat. You eat the solids and you eat the liquids that come along with the solids, right? To help you digest the food or whatever, okay? So therefore, Tosu says, if shtia is b'chlal achila, so why should there ever be, says Tosu, the shear of revius? We should really be using the shear of kezias. So we have to understand when the shear revius is going to come in. But says Tosfos, legabe bracha achrona, the shear is kezias. You follow? Is that clear? Or let's say on Yom Kippur, right? So we know there are five inuim we're not allowed to violate on Yom Kippur, right? So when we talk about eating, eating and drinking are considered one. We don't view that as two separate things. So drinking is considered part of eating. Correct? When you take a fast, you don't have to isolate. It's both. Everything is included. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. Okay? So, that's why Tosos puts it together. Because according to Tosos, fundamentally eating and drinking are just two forms of consumption. There's no fundamental difference between them. And that's what the Gemara means, shtia b'klal achila. Okay? The Rambam says, no, shtia b'klal achila are two different maisim. What the Gemara means, shtia b'klal achila, according to Rambam, means that shtia is tafel, is subordinate to achila. So when you say achila, you also include shtia as a separate as a subcategory of achila, as opposed to being the same thing. So that's the difference. According to the Rambam, the shtia is a subcategory of achila, but it has its own independent structure and formality. Well, according to Tosos, it's not a separate subcategory, it is hainuhach. It's just a different variation of how to do achila, consumption. You follow? This is the fundamental machlokas. And that's why I believe Tosfos says, bracha achrona is the shir kezayis for both. Okay? Okay. So once we talked about bracha achrona, now let's talk about machalos asuros. Right? So here, it's mamash the reverse. There is the Tosfos in Zvachim on Daf Kuftes. the Minchas Kinah quotes this Tosfos, where Tosfos says how much, it depends how you eat it. If you eat the liquid, if you drink the liquid as a liquid, the shear is revius, to be high for Mahalos Asuros, or Malkus or whatever. However, if you drink it together with bread, for example, the Nazir, he puts the bread into the wine, and he consumes the wine by eating the bread, so then he's eating the liquid with the salad together, and then the shear is kezayis. That's how Tosus reconciles it. So it depends how you eat it, okay? So the concept is, because according to Tosvos, he says it's all a question of consumption. So if you eat it as a salad, then the shear is kezayis. However, if you drink it, then the shear is revius, not for bracha krona, but for ma'achal asuras. Because according to Tosfos, ma'achal asuras is in terms of the food itself. If there's a revius, the heftza of the food, if you have consumed a revius of liquid, that is mechayev you malchus.
But the coin doesn't drink, neither it, you just touch it and it's tamei.
Correct. For tumah, it's not drinking. As long as you touch it, you mean the blood, right?
In that case, it was revius.
I'm sorry?
In that case, it was revius.
Revius, yes. The sheer revius. That is correct. Okay? That even the Rambam agrees. Okay? Okay, so therefore, the Tosfos says, Legabe Machal Susurus, the Revius is Talu on the Heftza of the liquid, right? And therefore, the Shear is Revius, unless you consume it as part of the salad, and then the Shear is Kezayis. What does the Rambam say, Legabe Machal Susurus? Okay? The Rambam is not clear. Blood, we already know. We read the Rambam by blood. What about other Machal Susurus? Now, here I quote to you the Rambam. In Ma'achal HaSusuros, if you look, Hilchos Ma'achal HaSusuros, Perek Yudalet. You see that in your sheets. So the Rambam says, Kol Isurei Ma'achal HaSusuros Shi'uran Bekizayas Beinoni. So the Rambam makes a very, you know, general statement. He says, all Shi'urim for Ma'achal HaSusuros is a Kizayas. He doesn't say anything about Revius. Clearly? Then, if you look in Halacha Tes, you see where the letter Tes is? Next paragraph? No, right here. V'kol ha-shosa revius o-stam yenam, if you drink a revius, or shehimcha es ha-chametz, you liquefy chametz, or es ha-chelef, v'gam ha-matmat, or sheshasa min adam matmat, imsha mitkilasa v'atzofa kidei shtias revius mitstarfin. If the amount of waiting time between the first gulp, your first sip, and the last sip is more than the time it takes to drink a revius, then you're pater. But if it's less, you're chay. So the Brisker Rav wants to say that according to the Rambam, really, even when it comes to ma'achal asuros by liquids, it's still a shear of kezayis. The only time revius plays a role is either when it comes to stam yenam or nazir, or when it comes to being mitzare. For the purposes of tziruf, you use the shear revius. Okay? Right, that's the question. Okay, why is it, this is the puzzle, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't know how to, well, he says a theory. This is the kasha all the Achronim ask. The Rambam's very strange. Sometimes it's a revius. Why is it when it comes to stam yenam or nazir, it's revius? And when it comes to dam, and when it comes to all other liquids, it's a kezayis, unless it's a tziruf, right? That's the question, all right? Let me show you Rambam more. If you turn in the second page, here's the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, right? What is the amount of truma? So the Rambam says, Echad ha'ochel davar shedarko lecho, ve'echad ha'shos davar shedarko lishtos, ve'echad ha'sach. That means you smear truma on your body, right? Ve'akara ocho truma tmeya, mishalim ken v'komesh, v'nokomesh achiyachel kizayis, the shiris kizayis, ve'enachila pachousa mi kizayis. This is the Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Beis in Hilchos Trumas, right? So truma is also kizayis, right? This is the question, what's going on? Now, One more quote. Let's look at the Rambam Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. Kol ha'ochel kezayis ma'aser sheni, oshasa mimenu revius yayin. Notice, when it comes to eating the salad of ma'aser sheni, what is the shear the Rambam uses? Kezayis. But when it comes to drinking a revius of wine, then the Rambam says revius, right? Question is, how do we solve this puzzle? This is a puzzle, a riddle in the Rambam, okay? So the Minchas Kinuch and many acronym want to suggest the following answer based already what we already started. Does anybody want to make a suggestion before I quote to you what they say? We have a puzzle. Can you solve the puzzle? It's a very easy, you should give me a very simple answer right now. Come on, Churika, no? Take a guess.
It's not only wine, is it? Because we had over here before.
We had what?
It's only wine?
I think that's the answer. But I'm going to say what you just said, but the way the Minchas Chinuch and the Achronim present it is not that way. What they say is a very technical answer. They say, oh, it depends what the Chumash says. The only time the Chumash happened to use the word shtia is by Nazir, which is dealing with wine, or yayin nesa, right? Or, let's say, if you drink the wine, then you're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, or Bimura Hara, right? So then the Torah uses shtia. So if the Torah uses the words of shtia, so then the shear should be revius. But when it comes to truma, what does the Torah say? Achila, right? So since when it comes to other Isurim, it uses the word Achila, the shear is kezayis. That's the answer that Achronim give, okay? Is that clear? The problem with this is the last reference I quoted to you, Ma'aser Sheni, where the Rambam says, Shasa mimenu revius yayin. Now we're talking about truma over here, right? Correct? And yet, even when it comes to Truma, where the Torah uses the Lashon Achila, nevertheless, the wine of Truma, the shear is revius. Now, if we're going to be following, the Achronim themselves asked this question, if we're following the Psukim, and the Torah uses the word Achila by Truma, then why should the shear of Yayin of Truma be revius? It should be Kezayis. Is this clear? This is a Kasha. So that's why I want to say what you're saying, Ellie, that I think it's not just simply the language of the psukim, but it's the question, what is the food? See, wine primarily is something you drink. Okay, it has chashivos. So why is it that the Torah only uses the word revi eshtia when it comes to yain stam yain nesa or nazir? Because we're dealing with wine, and when it comes to wine, then it's appropriate to drink. Wine has chashivus, and therefore the language of shtia is appropriate, and therefore the shear should always be a revius. So even when it comes to ma'aser sheni, where technically speaking, the language of the chumash is achila, but once it's the yayin has chashivus, then you need a ma'aser shtia, and therefore they think the shear is revius. You follow? But all other ma'achal suros, the shear is going to be a kezayis. Okay? There is one caveat. There is a Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Korbanos where the Rambam says there is an Isur not to eat the Ola. And when you bring an Ola, in other words, there happens to be the Niso Chayayin as well, there the Rambam says the shear is Kezayis. He doesn't use the shear of Revius, even though it's wine. But you could say there all the wine is not coming as a separate drink. First of all, you don't drink, you don't view it as a separate entity. It's all considered to be part of the Ola, and therefore it's Bato, and therefore the Shir is all Achila. Then we say Shtia Baklal Achila. Okay? Okay, so be that as it may, this is the fundamental two approaches between the Rambam and the Tosros. The Rambam is understanding the concept of a Ma'aser Shtia, which itself, it presents itself in the form of wine, which requires revius. Now let me show you another Rambam. If you look on the first page, the Rambam is in Hilchos Shavuos, at the end of the, on the first page on the bottom. Hilchos Shavuos Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel and Dalet. The Rambam says like this, Mi Shenishba, this is quoting the Gemara in Shavuos that I quoted to you before. Misha Nishba Shelo Yachel Hayom. A person took a shvua not to eat. Right? That was the language of the shvua, not to eat. Vishasa, and he drinks chayv. Sheshtia beklal achila. Lefikach im acha vishasa en ochayv al acha malkas achas. Im hayamezid ochatas achas. However, let's say the shvua was not to drink. What is the minimum amount that you have to drink? So, why is it the kishar ha'isurim like other isurim, says the Rambam? So the question is, what does it mean, kishar isurim? So the Karen Ora explains that what the Rambam means, kishar isurim, is only when the Torah uses the language of shtia, such as yai nesach, or nazir, or entering the mikdash, because the Torah uses the language of shtia, it has a kashivus, and therefore the shir is revius. But when it comes to other liquids, where the Torah doesn't use the language of shtia, then the shir is not revius. So over here, the reason the shir is revius, because by taking the shvua, you're dealing with a maisa shtia, which requires revius. When you don't have a shvua, then the only thing that has kashivus is yain itself. Right. No, that's what Afika Yam writes. Afika Yam writes that since he did not say the word shtia, he said shelo ochel, then the shtia is not a separate maisa shtia. It's included in achila, and therefore the shir should be kazayis. The Afika Yam says that in this Rambam.
Right, but the Rambam himself patches that it's revised for everything. It's always revised. He hasn't
no, yes, that's not correct. Because the Rambam only said that in the last halacha, in the case where the Rambam is talking about, he took a shvur shalo eshte. He wasn't talking about the case of shvur shalo ochel. That was in the previous halacha.
Right, but lo eshte is more pashtish, but the shir should be the lo ochel. Why would the shir only apply to lo eshte? Lo ochel, which is more...
Very simple. Because when you say the word shalo eshte, you're creating a maisa shtia as a separate maisa. So therefore the shir is revius. But when you say shelo ochel, then we say shtia beklal achila, and there's no maisa shtia anymore. And once there's no maisa shtia, the shir is kezayis. You're eating. That's how the Afika Yam explains the Rambam. Okay? Fine. So this is the fundamental two ways of understanding the concepts of eating and drinking in general, solids and liquids. And blood happens to be, according to the Rambam, blood is not the exception, but blood is typical of all other foods, as we see, that all foods, according to the Rambam, the shir, even if they're liquids, is still a kezayis. And it's only by wine that the shir will be revius. Is that clear? So when I started tonight by saying, is blood any different? Maybe according to Tosos, blood will be different, right? But according to the Rambam, we don't have to say that because all foods are liquids unless it's wine type of food. Okay, is that clear? Right? I'm sorry? I mean, all foods are solids, and therefore the shear should be kazayis. Yeah, the default, right. Right, exactly, right? Okay, fine. Okay, so with this, let me now talk about blood as far as our Gemara Psachim is concerned. And we're going to get back to your point, Yonasan. The Gemara in Psachim itself is interested in Machlokes Ravah and Chizkiah. Whenever the Torah says don't eat something, does it mean it's Asher Bahana as well or not? Okay. What about blood, right? It says in the Torah don't eat. Now, according to Rav Avahu, anytime it says don't eat, it means automatically it's Asher Bahana. So the Gemara says, but we know, and the Gemara quotes sources, I'm skipping, going fast. The Gemara has bring sources that we know Dam is Mutar Bahana. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Avahu, how do we know blood is Mutar Bahana? Okay? So the Gemara says, oh, because it's compared to water. The pasuk says, "Ala aretz tishpechenu kimayim," right? Don't eat the blood, but pour it on the ground, like water. So since the Torah compares blood to water, just like blood, water is mutar b'hana, blood is mutar b'hana. That's what the Gemara in Pesachim says. Now, I quote to you a Tosus. The last reference is the Tosus in Pesachim. You see where it says, V'harei dam d'rachmana amr. Do you see that? This is a quote from a Tosus in Psachim. I'm going to read the Tosus inside. Okay, just follow me. You see it? Follow me along. The last quote, okay?
Yeah, which chapter?
This is Dav Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Tosus Dibra Maskil V'Arei Dam. Okay? So Tosus is going to get to your point, Yonasan. Okay? Listen carefully. So what did the Gemara say? Dam is Mutar Bahana because it's compared to water, right? So Tosus says, Mashma, the dam lohave bekla behema. Getting to your point. Is blood, this is a beautiful hakira. How do you understand blood? Do we say, like Yonason said in the beginning of the Chabura tonight, that blood is considered to be part of the animal? Or do we say blood is something else? And it's just contained inside, it's flowing inside, but it's really not part of the behema itself. So your question, Gufa Tosus raises. And Tosus claims, from our Gemara in Psachim, it would be clear that it's considered separate from the behema itself. Now you need to know background from the Gemara, Tosus explains. Why? Because the Gemara itself, when it discusses the question of how do we know that dam is mutar bana, could have brought another answer. Why? Because the Gemara says, how do you know nivela is mutar bana? How do we know chalev? So how do we know git? So the Gemara says, nivela is mutar bana because the pasuk says, legiar shebesharecha tetnena, give it to the gear or sell it. So if you're allowed to sell it, it's mutar bana, right? So the Gemara says, you know, how do you know git is mutar bana? Because when the Torah was matir nivela, it was matir all the things contained in the nevela. Gid is included in the nevela. Right? So Tosus says that same logic should apply legabe the blood. When the Torah was matir the nevela, it was matir the dam that's contained inside the nevela. So why do I need a separate limud? The same mechanism that helps me answer legabe the gid will help me legabe the dam. So why didn't the Gemara give that answer? Must be Yonasan is wrong, that the dam is not considered to be part of the behema, and it's a separate entity, right? So let's read Tosus inside. Tosus says, Mashma, the dam lo have bekla behema. Why? Nidelo mishani, because the Gemara did not give the answer, kishahutra behema, that when the Torah was matir the nevela, dama nami hutra. So from that is mashma, the blood is not included, and therefore we need a new source. Tosa says, but I have a stira, because there's a Gemara in Shabbos that's mashma the opposite, that dam is considered to be part of the behema. Why? Because the Gemara says, v'kasha rabbeinu tam, the amar ba moti yain, dam nevela, beisilo mitame, the beisilo say that the dam of a behema creates tuma. V'kamar hasam rav yosi, ki Rab Yehuda, delometame bezila, ela, ki sheyesh revius dam. You have to have a revius of dam. Hoya, why? V'yachol likrosh v'lamaro kizayis. Because the Gemara says, if you take a revius of liquid, and you solidify it, I guess you what you do is you freeze it or become solid. Oh, it will become solid, it will evaporate. Right. Uh-huh. So then it will coagulate, right? And it will become a kezias. So you see, says Tosfos, Ama chashiv lekibasar. Because why should the shear be kezias? Because you view it as part of the flesh. Because if it's not part of the flesh, even if you becomes a solid, who cares? There's nothing to do with the rest of the animal. So the Gemara in Shabbos seems to view blood as part of the flesh, and the Gemara in Psachim says it's not. That's Tosus Tira. Now, just to be honest, Tosus in other Masechtas wants to say that dam is not part of the animal, and he has other ways to answer this contradiction. Our Tosus is going to say, like you want to say, Yonasan, it really is part of the animal, and give a different answer. And I have a way of explaining. It's not so easy to understand what Tosus means. Let me read the words inside. V'tiritz ri, dehasam, lav nishum dechashiv lekibasar. Really? No, I'm sorry. Tosus is going the reverse. I mixed it up. Tosus, in other Masechtas, wants to say what you want to say, that it is considered to be part of the flesh. But our Tosus is going to say, not like you're saying, it's not part of the flesh. It doesn't matter. It's a machlokas rishon. If it's not part of the flesh, the Tosus, so how do you explain the Gemara in Shabbos, right? Ela, yeshum pasuk. The Gemara has some other pasuk, which the Gemara didn't bother telling you. Tosfos likes to do this, okay? The Darshinan Minei, where we have some sort of drasha, the Dam Nevelos Tame, that teaches you that Dam Nevelos will be Tame. And the Gemara wants to know just what the Shir is. Umistaber Misharin Birivis Kidamaras. The difficulty with Tosfos is, if we have some drasha telling you the Dam is really Tame, but we just don't know how much, then why should the logic of making it solidify make Kizayas be important? Who cares? Who cares about solidifying if we say Dam is not part of the animal? So I believe the lamdas in this Tosfos is that what Tosfos is saying is it's not part of, inherently part of the animal, but it's a derivative. It's something, an extract of the animal, like milk or something like that. It's a byproduct of the behemoth. So since it's a byproduct, therefore we know already from enough, it's not enough of a convincing argument to tell us that it should be tame, because just because nevela is mitame doesn't mean the byproduct is mitame. But once I have external source, this other pasuk, which Tosfos doesn't tell you what it is, to tell you the dam is mitame, and now you just want to figure out how much is the shear, using the fact that it's a byproduct should be enough of an argument to tell you the shear should be a revius, because a revius becomes a kezias. You hear what I'm saying? Okay. I just want to conclude with this, and just to, you know, go with your point. This lamdisha question, this is a beautiful hakira, whether the blood is considered to be part of the animal or not part of the animal, I think is a beautiful concept that we can use to explain an interesting Mishnah and Ran in the Gemara in Chulin. So if you look right before, I quote to you a Mishnah in Chulin. Daf Ein Dalet Amud Aleph. Do you see that? It says, this is a Mishnah in Chulin. It says, HaShochet. Let me just give you a background. We're talking about what's called a ben pakur. You know what a ben pakur is? Ben pakur is that when you shecht an animal, a calf, and it has a baby inside, the mother, cow, and has the calf inside. So when you shecht the mother, then the calf inside is muta without a shkita. You don't need to do the shkita on the baby. Okay? That's called ben pakur. So the Mishnah says, HaShochet Esa Behema, Umatza ba ben shmonachai, and you find the baby that's 8 months old, or mace, it's alive, dead, or ben tisha mace, kora umotias dama, and you have to take the blood out, which means you can eat the baby, but you can't eat the blood. Look, after all, even when you do shkita, you can't eat the blood. So here also, that seems to be pretty logical. But what the Gemara explains is, the blood, you're not allowed to eat, but the chalev, you are. So the question that the Rishonim ask is, what's the difference? Why is it that when you shecht the mother, the ben pakur is muter, and the dam is asur, and the chalev is muter? Mimanafshan. If you say that the shechita of the mother is considered like shechita on the baby, that still doesn't matter chalev, when you do shkita, you're not allowed to eat chalev, so we know the same reason you shouldn't be allowed to eat the blood, shouldn't be allowed to eat the chalev. And yet, the Gemara is mashma, that only the blood is asur, but the chalev is mutter. What's the difference between the blood and the chalev? It's a machlokes Rishonim how to explain the pshat in that Mishnah. The Rosh, I'm going fast right now. So the Rosh, the way the stipler explains pshat in the Rosh says, oh, it's like chalev. What is chalev? You know, there's chalev and there's shuman, right? It's all the same, just a question of where you find it, right? So the only time chalev is mutter is if you find it in the right place. So finding the chalev in the ben pakur is not worse than finding chalev in the wrong place. And that's where it's asur. But blood is not a function of the place. So all blood is asur, and therefore it's forbidden. You follow? But when it comes to the chalev, it's like finding the chalev in Shuman. It's like it's not in the places where it should be asur. The Torah only asur chalev if it's in exactly those locations where it is naturally found. But finding the chalev in the ben pakur is like those kosher places, and that's where it's mutter. It's a beautiful pshat. The Ran has a different pshat in that Mishnah. The Ran says, you know why chalev is mutter and dam is asur? Because what does the pasuk say? Chalev is an ochel, and when the Torah is matir ben pakua, it's matir all ochlim included. But dam is not an ochel. Dam is a maska. It's a liquid. And the achila will not be mati or shtia. Shtia and achila are different things. The problem with the Ran is, he himself asked this question, but the pasuk says, lo sochelo, right? So why are we viewing, we started the chabura tonight by saying that dam is unique and it's achila and it's kezias and all this thing, and yet the Ran explaining this Mishnah is now telling you that dam is a liquid, not a solid. So what's going on, right? So I think based on the Hakira, you know, that Yonasan mentioned before, we can explain this this Ran like this. We view the blood, what the Ran really meant to say is, in a Hanami, the blood is considered really to be an achil, it's a solid. What the Ran really meant to say is, the blood is not an integral part of the animal itself. So when the Torah is matir a ben pakua, it's only matir the flesh of the ben pakua. But anything contained, but it's external to the flesh, such as the blood, is not included in the heter. You follow? And therefore, the blood will be us. Chalev is included as part of the behemoth itself. But dam is not. You hear? And that's why there's no heter for the dam, but for the chalev there is. You got it? Okay.